Hello, my people. Hope you're going well today. In today's episode, we're going to talk about rehearsing your day and can it have an effect on how everything goes. Let's dig in. Okay, so in this episode, I want to talk to you about rehearsing your day. Now, I don't mean going and doing the day and then repeating it. It's not quite like a stage production of rehearsing, but what I'm wanting to look at is something I've started to try in my own life. Now, I've kind of got a bit of a crush on Dr. Joe Dispenza's work at the moment. It is amazing. I'm really watching a lot of his videos, learning a lot about how he sees the world and the work he's done and what he is giving back, and it is just amazing. And one of the things that really stuck out to me recently is around rehearsing your day. Now, his theory, and I may have mentioned this before in previous podcasts, is that you can easily get caught up in the pictures of your past, which creates your next day. So, you know, if you look at your life and you go, yesterday and today were the same. You know, different things may have slightly changed, but it was pretty much the same. You woke up in the morning, your alarm went off, you got up, you went for a shower, you grabbed your favorite mug of coffee, you read the newspaper. Does anyone read newspapers? Maybe not the newspaper. You watched some cartoons on television, whatever your day looks like. And you put it on repeat. Your Saturday and Sunday may be very similar. You do the same thing day in and day out. And that's you reliving your past through your subconscious. And, you know, I've had a look at this and I look back at my life and you can see, I think we all can see the repetition of the same patterns over and over and over. I could keep going again. And I've been looking at how do you change that? You know, this is the big question I'm always searching for and learning about and moving towards, is starting to take control of our lives. Now, when it comes to the dyslexic and even ADHD mind, we're naturally what I would call right-siders. We're visual mind people. We have a lot of power in the visual aspects of what we do. So we have the ability to imagine. We have the ability to create in our minds something that does not exist. Sometimes that works in our favor, sometimes it doesn't. But for this kind of process, it is a huge, huge benefit because we can quite honestly create things that don't exist. And what's also amazing about the way our minds work is we can create emotion off the back of it. You know, now, when we don't direct this visualization, when we don't direct our mind and we don't start to train it in us taking ownership of what it's thinking about, it can lead to a lot of pain because it basically relives the stories of our past and it brings up those emotions. But imagine for just a moment, if you will, that you could actually start to practice driving your imagination, your visual thoughts in a way that benefited you and started to give you what you've always wanted. Now, I'm not going to tell you to start with imagining $1 million drop down by a stork into your garden and you just dancing around going, oh, that was easy. Let's not start quite there. Let's move towards that, but not quite yet. But what I want you to start considering is how could you rehearse your day before you even got out of bed? Now, Dr. Joe Dispenza, I was listening to a great talk he did, and he said it so, so well in the fact that naturally when half of us wake up, we reach over, we grab our phones, we start flicking through social media, and you go, oh, look, Jane, you know, he says like this, you know, Jane, look at Jane, she started eating carbohydrates again, or, oh, my ex-boyfriend from 10 years ago contacted me, or, you know, oh, look at this funny meme on da-da-da-da-da. You know, that's kind of what we standardly do. But what if instead of doing that in the morning, you know, you actually gave yourself some time. You gave yourself 10, 15, however long it took you to say, I'm actually going to rehearse my day in my mind. I'm going to choose how my day is going to go instead of letting the external world decide my day, which is usually how a lot of us work. We run off our subconscious pictures. We do what we think we should do. A few external things happen to take us in a slightly different direction, and that's our day. If we're lucky, something changes in a positive way. If not, then we kind of put it out and hope the world will make the right decisions for us. But what if you could start to choose how you showed up? What if you could use your visual mind and your intention to do this? And it, you know, this is starting to get proven scientifically that it works. Mind can control matter. Mind can control how things happen. So if you're able to lay in bed and imagine, and just take this slowly, the first few days you do it, you'll probably be terrible at it. Let's be honest. But over time, if you continue, if you repeat, if you rinse and repeat and make this a habit, and it's a real easy habit, you don't even have to get out of bed. You literally, I'm doing it with the covers on, just relaxing. I'm loving it. You know, I'm just got my alarm on. I get up early enough to do this, or I wake up early enough to do this. And I'm just starting to imagine what my day is going to look like. If I've got a big meeting, I can imagine that meeting going the way I want it to. I see myself standing at the table or sitting. You know, it's my imagination. I see myself talking to the person, and my energy is coming across in that meeting, and we agree and it goes that way. I'm starting to see phone calls in a similar way in business. You know, I started this morning imagining what I was going to eat in the day, because what happens is certain things I eat well, and then if I don't have a visual, a real strong, clear picture and emotion behind it, I'll start eating the wrong things or going down the wrong paths. So I start to imagine, what am I going to have for dinner? What am I going to have? What is my choice? What am I visually going to remember that I'm having for dinner? Because this is me choosing my day, as opposed to letting the external factors and what's happened in my past kind of direct me down, a rabbit hole of something I don't want, and then feeling like, oh, that day was bad. It didn't work out the way I thought it would. But in essence, I'd never really taken time to think what it would look like, if that makes sense. The second step of this, and this is where I truly believe the dyslexic, the ADHD, the right-sider mentality works for us, is we have a brilliant ability, an innate ability to generate emotion off of the back. So Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about it like this, is your thoughts, your intentions are kind of putting out to the world what you want, but your emotions bring it back to you. They make it happen. So just thought alone is half of the equation. The other half of the equation is starting to charge that with energy. And, sometimes I really hate words used in some of these kind of processes because they're all hard to understand. It's like, open your heart. You know, what's the picture we all get with that? It's not a great picture. Or, you think of a Care Bear where their heart jumps out of their chest and it's like a rainbow. You know, it's probably a better picture, but it's still a bit, it's a bit wishy-washy. I guess like how I would explain it personally is, I can give myself a feeling. You know, when you tingle, your body tingles throughout it and you feel, you can develop this type of energy. It's like an emotion coming from deep within you, and it generates and you feel it. You know, it's a good feeling. It's a really good feeling. And that's something to practice. If you haven't had that before, it's very powerful. But our minds can create that feeling with practice. Now, if you can apply this rehearsal time, this 10, 15 minutes in the morning, of you just lying there, you don't have to get out of bed. Just lay there. Just take the time and realize how invaluable this is. It's more valuable than that extra time on social media. I'll tell you that for free. Is that if you can start to generate the energy around it. So when you're imagining this stuff happening through the day, what you want to try and do is be grateful for it like it's already happened. And this is the concept of creating the effect, becoming the cause of it in your own life. And if you can start to allow this energy to kind of come out, it's so powerful. It is so, so powerful. It kind of is telling your body and your mind, it's trying to basically sync them up to be the same. And I'm not going to tell you the first time you do this, everything will be perfect. It's not about that, but it's about starting to direct your own life. through your pictures, starting to make choices, starting to realize you can create what you want to create. But if you don't create what you want to create, your mind's going to go back onto autopilot. It's going to continue to do what it's always done and nothing will change. Now, start small. You don't have to do it for everything day one. Maybe just decide, maybe it's just choosing your meals for the day you want to really put some energy behind. You want to really imagine them. You want to make some really clear decisions. Maybe it's just your breakfast. Maybe it's, who knows, what is that one thing you want to try this with? Start small, prove it to yourself. You know, when you get to that part in the day, bring back up those pictures, bring back up that energy. You know, it's your choice to control that energy. And if you can start to remember that and start to practice it, even if you fail 10 times, you know, you look at Thomas Edison, he failed how many times? Is it 1,000, 10,000 times to create the light bulb? But he kept going because he knew what he wanted. He knew he wanted it to exist. He knew it could exist, even though no one thought it could. You know, so start small. Start to build your confidence in this technique because it works. People are using it all around the world. And I just think it would help because our minds are so visual. No words required. You don't have to write anything down on paper. You don't have to type an email to yourself and write a letter. You know, in my opinion, I don't think that works for us that well, if I'm honest. It doesn't work as well as we may promise ourselves it does. But use that mind you've got. Inject that emotion into the day that you're going to have and create an amazing day for yourself. What I'm going to try and aim to do in the near future is I've been trying to look at a way for us to generate some income for the work we're doing around the truth about dyslexia and the next stage of what we're doing, because we want to grow. And in this society, we've got to play by the rules. And to grow, we have to have the right funds. So I'm going to actually start to look at creating some automatic visualizations for the morning, where if you're struggling with things like this, it's going to be about 10 to 15 minutes. And it's going to help guide you through this process to actually rehearse your day. I think it would be very valuable, you know, if you know, we may use my voice, let's see how we go, but actually try and guide you and help you walk your way through the day. You know, it won't be expensive, but that money will go towards, you know, mine and Vanessa's greater purpose, which is to have a much bigger impact in the world. So I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Try this yourself. You know, if you want to listen to music, just find some simple calming music and go for it. And I hope this just helps allow you to start choosing where your day is going to go instead of letting your day choose where you're going to go.